Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 294. Miscellaneous Manuscript Items. There is a work to be done in the places where the truth has never been proclaimed. In order to do this work, you need greater than human help. The Lord can take a worm to thrash a mountain. It is close communion with God that qualifies His messengers to subdue the opposition of the enemy. God calls for consecrated workers, who will be true to Him humble men, who see the need of evangelistic work, and do not draw back, but do each day's work faithfully, relying upon God for help and strength. Shun every influence that would tend to cheapen the message that should be given to high and low in the cities. Keep open the channel of communication between your soul and God, that those with whom you associate may recognize the voice of Him who gave His life for you. Helpers are needed who have some means, who can engage in some employment and sustain themselves and not draw upon the conference for their support. With genuine faith in the message of truth, such workers could settle in our cities as missionaries, letting their light shine forth to others. To the poor and the rich is to be given the message of healing through Christ. My brethren, work earnestly and seriously. This does not mean that you are not to be cheerful, but that you are to put your whole heart into the work of preparing the way for Christ's coming. He calls for wholehearted, unselfish men to sound the note of warning. Money matters are very close, and it is not a little perplexing how to manage to make the shillings and pounds, in Australia, go the longest way and accomplish the most good. I dismissed my workers a couple of weeks ago, and took on another company of workers who were verily destitute of food to eat and clothing to wear. One, Brother Parkless, by name, had taken a little fruit farm, to raise peas and vegetables also, but the frost cut off his peas. I gave him a cow. Until he has fruit for sale, he will not have anything coming in. I learned the family were reduced so that they had lived only on squash for several days. I told him to come and I would give him work in making garden, putting in seed. This man has a wife converted from the Catholics, a fine, intelligent woman, a dressmaker. He was a sewing machine agent. They have 4 children to care for and very nice children they are. I cannot let this family be distressed for food and clothing. I sent my hired man, my horses, and plow, and he broke up the land for them. It took him about 1 week to do this.